Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Hollywood is Dying. I'm looking at stuff and I'm thinking about how every day our business is becoming less and less relevant. And I don't know if I'm crazy, but I believe that. And one of the most fascinating things is celebrity influence. I listen to the general pop, and I believe that they're more and more getting tired of celebrities. I really do think that this is things are going to change so much. They already have. But like I said in this series before, when there was only so many avenues to express yourself and to put out content, everybody who wanted to be in that content had to fight, and there was only X amount of spots. So first, when movies happened, it was just movies, and that was the only form of entertainment. And then television disrupted movies, and then it became two forms of entertainment. And then VHS and DVD became a third version of entertainment, cable TV a fourth version, and it's so on and so on. And all these channels that were essentially rerun platforms became original platforms. And then the internet broke and all hell breaks loose. You can have channels within an app. I mean, I have my own channel on the Local Now app with all my content. So you can put all your content a bajillion places. With the human beings being a naturally narcissistic behavior, people don't look up to celebrities and stars the same way. Very few, they do. But the mainstream pushes stars down your throat, and some are very good and some of them aren't. But if they want them in your face, they're going to put them there. It's up to you to absorb them or not, right? That's why some people, you see that you're like, why is this person around still? I don't know. They don't have hits. And then other people, you're like, okay, this person is undeniable. And we have more and more of this happening with our self-distribution techniques. Like, everyone thinks they're a creator. Everyone thinks they're important. Everyone thinks they're interesting. So everyone's just fighting for eyeballs. But there's still this golden creme de la creme, which is Hollywood, or possibly was Hollywood. I did see a last generation of people that always blew up online and wanted to get blessed by Hollywood. And I think this new generation is like, they don't even need Hollywood, which I think is healthy. I always tell the people, you're blowing up online, Hollywood just wants what you have. So there's no reason to go traditional Hollywood. But generally speaking, I'm just listening and watching the dismay of Hollywood. I think a lot of people are getting tired of just the preachiness and, you know, why them, not me, and why are we idolizing these people, and so much that is talked about is just dumb and shallow. So I see a general dismay of the Hollywood product. And this year, I believe it's true. You can look it up. Disney's stock is down 40% on the year. Now, I don't know if it's true, but I did read it a few places. Listen, they could be having growing pains. I don't know. Some years are going to be good. Some years are going to be bad. But that was the biggest hit that the stock took since 1974, almost 50 years ago. Netflix subscribers are down, as you know. They're going to go to AVOD, which is less subscription and more just ad-based. And there's different reports that saying that Hollywood in general took a hit of $500 billion, meaning that was the hit they took in terms of what they lost this year. And I think that if it is dying, I think there's pretty fascinating things happening. But one of the reasons is because people are realizing that celebrities, a lot of them aren't, they're shills. Second of all, people are like, why do I want to escape when our world is so insane? Like, people want truth. And third of all is because people are just like, why not me? Every day someone starts a new podcast. Every hour, there's this new person on TikTok people are talking about. I don't know what this person does, but, like, you know, people make their own stars within their own ecosystems. And that's the way it is, right? And if people consume them, there's other people that are going to go, how can I make money off this? That's pretty much it. But there is something called art. And personally, right now, I don't think any escapism is important. I don't think any movies or TV is important, because I think that our world is in an insane moment in time, different than it's ever been. We're super divided. There's shit happening every day. Technology's advancing like a motherfucker. AI is advancing like a motherfucker. And I think we're going to have a basic special moment, if you will, that is forever changing. And I think that the people in the talking realm are going to be the heroes, i.e. Joe Rogan. You know, he's one of the biggest voices in the world and trusted because he speaks from his heart and his gut. And he talks to everybody in an unbiased way. And I think that there's no narrative there, and people are crafting narratives in a lot of other ways they're doing it. And there is something called art. So whatever you want to say, there's some really talented people in Hollywood. But because the Band-Aid is ripped off in our society and everyone exposing everything, it's just getting crazier and crazier by the minute. Like, people are thinking Hollywood's scum and all of this different stuff. And satanic and all of that, which it very well might be. I don't know. Do I think there's definitely people in it for sure like that? Definitely the music business is always rumors. But in terms of, you know, regular stuff, I never did a sitcom and be like, someone's over there going blah. But I am starting to think like there's more and more of that, because I think the people that you never expect are. That's a whole other rabbit hole. What I'm trying to tell you is there's art. And I think the last couple weekends I saw something that I think is crazy. I saw the Disney stock question. I saw the Netflix subscriber loss, which it happens, you know, like Blockbuster changed everything. But I also saw the numbers on Babylon. Okay, now Babylon looks like the highest, most incredible piece of art. The director, Damien Chazelle, I think that's how you say his name. There's nothing I won't watch of his. He's incredible. He's a Tarantino. You know, he's a Scorsese. He's a real auteur. He's a Baz Luhrmann. And I think he's incredible. Every idea he does is different and original. So when I saw that there was a movie coming out about the roaring 20s of Hollywood, like, I was fortunate enough to do a movie called Bowfinger, and I got to work with Robert Downey Jr., and I don't even know if he'll remember this meeting me, let alone that I talked to him in the chair for like an hour. And I asked him, probably was annoying, I said, hey man, 80s, like, to me, I think the 80s were probably the best time in Hollywood. And he's like, oh, it was incredible. The stuff he told me, I was like. And then he's like, but, you know, if you talk to so-and-so, it was the 70s. And he's, if you talk to Jack, maybe Nicholson, it was the 60s, you know. And then if you talk to Marlon Brando, it was the 50s. So everyone's got their different eras, right? But I've heard this time and time again that the 20s, the roaring 20s, was the greatest time in Hollywood, when the motion picture was getting on a roll, and I believe talkies started then, or right before, right after talkies. And it was the grandiose time. It was the explosion of what, you know, let's say YouTubers would think now. Like, you had this new technology, all of this money came from it, all this notoriety came from it, and all this grandiose came from it, and all of a sudden you're reaching millions of eyeballs through movies, through picture houses, through Nickelodeons. That's what they were called. And it was sex, it was drugs, it was drama, it was fucking excess and fucking food. And if you look at Hollywood now, if you just actually look at the structures in the city, that's why I love LA. LA is one of them. They're like, there's no history here. There's tons of history here. Yeah, you got a lot of stucco apartment buildings in the valley. But there's a ton of history from downtown to Pasadena to the valley to Hollywood. But you'll see these beautiful flying buttresses, and I'm not a design expert, but you'll see the Man's Chinese. And when I believe it was on the waterfront when it came out, Marlon Brando said that from the Man's Chinese from the middle of Highland all the way past Gower, the line was for that movie. So it was like the only game in town. Like, I mean, and Avengers Endgame, they didn't have that. Didn't go past Highland. So it was the spectacle of spectacles of spectacles, right? And with it, they built these big, you know, the Egyptian theater, the Man's Chinese theater, the observatory, all the different houses, the Frank Lloyd Wrights, and, you know, different things of different architecture from different times. From there's places in the hills that look like castles. There's another place that are spaceships. And basically, these guys were coming into so much money, they would get the set designers to design the house, and then they would build it. It was cheap. And the valley, Van Nuys, or some part of the valley, was like all Clark Gable's like ranch. Anyone who knows Hollywood, let's just go from La Brea to Fairfax. My house was off of Fairfax. Everything above Franklin was La Brea. Fairfax are two big houses. That was Charlie Chaplin's guest houses. And then the huge house was up there. Now there's a ton of houses and apartments and stuff. But at the time, it's a different ballgame, right? These guys were magnates, just moguls. And so I've heard from multiple people that the 20s was like, if you did, it was the purest coke, it was the hottest sex, it was the most risk-taking raconteurs, it was the best wine, the best food, like everything. Like, it was just Hollywood. And Babylon apparently explores this time in history. So to me, I think it would be a fucking amazing movie, a fascinating movie. And with it's got legacy stars from Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie and amazing actors and Tobey Maguire and the director, like I said, the auteur, the newest, freshest voice we've had in this town. And, you know, he's the lineage of Paul Thomas Anderson, of Quentin, of all those guys, right? He's that dude, right? So I would think that movie would be humongous. And I haven't seen it. But for it to only come out and make $3.6 million, and then this week I think it made $2.3 million. It's maybe not even at $10 million yet. I'm like, wow. Now, I'm sure the reviews are incredible. I haven't heard anything really about it. I think some people were talking about it and they didn't get it. But I can't tell them why. I'm sure the reviews are amazing. I just said this is a moment right now. Like, and right now, and it came out around the same time or the same weekend that Avatar came out, which is the exact opposite, where obviously they're big movies. This one is 82 million, and Avatar was like, I think 400 million, which might have been the biggest movie ever made. But, you know, one is different. One's about a fantasy and you know, futuristic and just a completely alternate reality, and the other one was like a look at history, a slice of history and then the birth of this town. No matter what you say about Hollywood, music, TV, film, it's all, the Oscars are the Super Bowl. That's it. The Oscars are bigger in a way than the Super Bowl. They used to be. Super Bowl now I think is taking it over, but the Oscars are the Oscars. The Oscars is the Super Bowl of Hollywood. The Oscars were the Oscars of the world. I mean, everyone, the Oscars, from tech heads to athletes to anyone in influence, it's the Oscars. And this, bigger than the Grammys, bigger than the Emmys, it's the Oscars. It's the royal, 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 royal. So you have two big movies, but very different. You know, one is an upstart director who's amazingly respected and had some amazing hits. La La Land's one of the greatest movies ever. And then you also have the legacy director and just, you know, one of the greatest ever to do it, James Cameron, as well, and who's been around forever. And just on his newest, I mean, he pushes the envelope of what movies can be, and this dude does completely original ideas over here, and so does James Cameron, but this is a sequel. Long story, I'm trying to not get off point here, is that the disconnect that the audiences didn't watch this movie is crazy to me, which makes me feel that, and there was posters for it everywhere, there was ads for it everywhere, and all the ingredients were there. Now you can say, oh, it's just a miss, but I think it's more than that. I think that people are sick of Hollywood. I think people don't want to see Hollywood talk about itself and then S its own D in biopic pics, if you will. And I think the general public does not want to have anyone shoved down their throat. I think they want to discover their own stars or become their own stars. So the next thing that was crazy about it is that I see billboards for the Golden Globes coming up, and it says five nominations for this movie. So the industry absolutely loves this movie, and I'm sure it's gotten Best Picture nods and all that. It has to, because it looks amazing. So the question is, will the Golden Globes, will people watch? And again, is Hollywood becoming this echo chamber that it literally is making products for themselves that they consume? Are they the cool kids still? And they're like, hey, you can't sit with us. Or are people going, you can have that table. You know, it's full of, you know, creeps and crooks and, you know, different people. And we're sick of you pushing your ideas down our throats. We're going to do our own. I don't know. I think the Golden Globes coming out and doing the ratings and seeing what people say will be a real test. but I find it hard to believe that it's going to rate huge. No offense, the person that's hosting, Jared Carmichael, great comic. I don't know if anybody knows him outside of fucking the Laugh Factory. I don't even know if I can keep this in this pod. I love the guy. I've done shows with him multiple times. I don't know if anyone knows him outside of the industry seriously. Like, if he has made that impact. I know the industry absolutely loves him, and I know he's great. But that was fascinating to me that he was hosting it. And then you have Avatar, which has made $1.5 billion worldwide, and James Cameron said something like it has to make $2 billion to break even, which sounds a little excessive to me. Like, they must have did a fuckload of marketing that I didn't see, because I saw almost more billboards for Babylon than I did Avatar. The bottom line is, even that, I feel like people aren't talking about that as much. Like, it's visually, it's incredible, but I don't know. I feel people are talking more about TikTok and shorts and the news and conspiracies and all this stuff. And I don't think people want to escape. I think they want to fucking consume. They want the truth. I think the truth is the newest fucking form of entertainment. I think it's the biggest form of entertainment. So I don't know if people are going to want to escape as much. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of sports. I think people consume that, but I think they're going to start getting sick of that because there's pushing the ideas through sports down your throat. And, you know, obviously Hollywood does the same thing. I think people are getting hip to the fact that some of this stuff is just forced down our throat. So I don't know. I think I'm telling you what, maybe I'm a bitter Betty. I don't think I am. Like, I'm more happier than ever in the sense of, like, I'm going out, I'm selling tickets, I'm lucky enough to sell tickets, people are coming out, and I'm talking about what I want to talk to with no fucking censoring. I had stuff on fucking Comedy Central, I've had stuff on Showtime, I've never had an HBO special, I've done late night, like, I've done all of it, so, do I like a Netflix? Sure, it's not going to change my life, though. I can put my clips out through the gram. Amazing comedian Matt Rife right now, our buddy Matty Rife, in the last 8 months has blown up just off of social media. Been pounding his ass for 10 years. He's been pounding this fucking pavement. Just happened. He doesn't need mainstream. You know, I did a movie with him. People are going to be lucky to have it. I think we're in the time of just create your content, create it more than ever, do what you do, and get fucking crazy. And hope for the best. The only problem with these social media platforms is they'll ban you for the little things now. So that's why it's good to have OnlyFans blowing up and Patreon. And, you know, I think regular stardom is gone. I'm the last of that generation. I think they say that about my generation, and I'm lucky. I think Jennifer Lawrence and Channing Tatum are our last legacy stars. And after that, everyone's fighting for 90-day fiancé time. You guys tell me what you think in the comments. Look, it's going to be YouTube. Tried to keep it real simple over here because you know how that is. Listen, guys, like and subscribe. A lot of you guys really are wonderful in the comments, but you tell me you never get the notification. So hit the bell. But I guess even if you have your bell on, some people aren't getting notified. So let's try to juke the algorithm, if you will. Thanks, you guys. God bless you.